This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hollywood News and Gossip.
Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
My God, do you love the Johnny? Do, 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 Johnny. Do you like the dark ones too? Johnny, do, 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 do.
I've not seen that many of them, but it appears that there's millions.
It is.
Millions.
Give us poor preschool teachers a break. We have to play Baby Shark and Johnny Doo Doo 500 times a day.
Yeah. Boy, how times have changed.
Man.
I'm hearing the same thing every day.
What's yours? Your go-to is that Mickey Mouse one, right?
No, yes, the hot dog.
Oh, yeah. So BJ has a five-month-old baby, and he now knows what it's like for the rest of us in this world to hear these things over and over. And his baby loves this song.
Yeah. Hot dog, hot dog, I'm taking it all. Now we got ears and time for cheers. Hot dog, hot dog, no problem solved. Hot dog, hot dog, I'm taking it all.
I think that one's like in your first couple of months or so, because you don't get the Johnny Doo-Doos just yet.
Not yet.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I think Johnny Doo-Doo's a little bit more advanced.
I don't know. All I know
and
is...
And I'll get to that. So maybe, you know, like another year down the road, Johnny Doo-Doo becomes really big for me.
All I know is about 2 years, you're going to be sitting in front of a TV watching Chica say your kid's name, hoping it happens. And then when Chica doesn't say your kid's name on the baby channel, oh, my.
Who is
Chica?
Chica.
Chica's it's a chicken.
It's a chicken?
It's like a chicken.
You're joking?
No.
It's a chicken.
It's a chicken.
A chicken calls out names.
Yeah, your birthday, the baby's name.
A real chicken?
Yeah.
Well, calls out names.
It's a fake chicken.
Oh,
it's a man dressed as a chicken, I remember.
Remember when Ropper Room used to be on?
Yeah, they never said my name.
They would call out names looking into that magic mirror.
Jamie, they would.
They'd never call out Jamie. They never called out my name either.
Nope.
No.
That bitch.
Sorry. Hey. Hey, hey.
Come on.
We're talking kids program.
Yeah, but every morning, BJ, I was affected, okay?
Did they call your sister?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, that really is crushing. Yeah, they would call my brother because his name was Donald, and Donald got called all the time.
Yeah.
But you never put together BJ for Robert.
No, they sure wouldn't.
Seemed like...
Seemed like a little weirdness.
Yeah. A little dirty.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Somebody said, Jamie, why are you acting like this is BJ's first kid? I'll tell you why I'm acting like it's BJ's first kid. He has three grown kids. And if you go back and start all over, it is like having a first kid. He doesn't remember anything.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
And a lot of things I'm doing now, I didn't do the first time.
Right, because you were a traveling guy.
Yeah, I was working a lot more. Right now, I didn't barely even work.
No, but I mean, the thing is, you were on the road. You were on the road a lot.
A lot.
Yeah, so that's why.
It's different.
It's all new.
It's all new and it's different.
I mean, you didn't even know any of your kids' teachers in school.
Nope.
I still think that's sad.
I don't remember ever making a bottle.
You said, or a diaper.
Or changing a diaper for those kids.
And now look at you.
My kids.
Those kids. Oh, my God.
Luck. They're 25. They'll be fine.
Oh, my God.
You got to get a job.
Oh, God. All right. Anyway, let's see here. What else does it say? Oh, yeah. Oh, Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, he died.
He passed away. Here's the 911 call made after Burt Reynolds, at Burt Reynolds' estate. He's experiencing trouble breathing.
911.
Burt Reynolds' estate?
Yes.
And exactly what's going on right now, sir?
I have an 82-year-old male who's experiencing difficulty breathing and chest pain.
Okay. Is he awake right now?
Come on.
Is he breathing?
Breathing, but he's not asking questions. He's looking at it a little bit.
Okay. I've got paramedics coming to help you now.
Oh, wait a minute. Sounds a little early to me to be releasing the 911 call.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Most of the time, you don't get these until several days after the event. This just occurred yesterday.
It
seems a little early to be releasing this call. It seems insensitive. I get yelled at on Facebook for my post. But yet these guys...
You know what it's like? It's like superimposing your own head's photo on his body.
Yes.
And then posting it
on Facebook saying, R.I.P. Bert.
Yeah.
It seems so insensitive.
With your head on his body.
Yeah. Seems, who would do that?
It seems a little...
The same day of
time,
the death.
Timing.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny. I guess Bert wouldn't have.
Well, actually, Bert wouldn't have, because one of the things he said, talking about that Cosmo photo that you posted of your head superimposed on, is how much he regrets that photo.
Oh, boy.
Here it is.
I regret doing it. I wished I hadn't. And, it was a long time ago.
Hang on a second. Let me hit this button.
I regret doing it. I wished I hadn't. And, it was a long time ago. I was very young and very stupid.
Oh, God. Oh, so was I.
It did not change my career to the better, as everybody thought.
Oh, boy.
Otherwise, it'd be a long line of guys that are much better looking than me, and especially with their clothes off. And so, I don't give it any credit and try not to. But I find other people... throw it at me.
Yeah, I did.
I don't like it.
I threw it.
Isn't that so sad?
Yeah.
He hates that he did the naked picture of himself on the cover of Cosmo.
I didn't know.
And he said it kind of tanked his career a little bit.
I thought it launched him.
No.
I thought it put him into a whole new stratosphere.
No.
I didn't know.
No stratosphere there, buddy boy.
Great. Way to go, BJ.
By the way, Burt Reynolds, in case you don't know, 82 years old. He passed away at a Florida medical center yesterday after a heart attack. He was raised in Florida, and he starred in a bunch of big hits like Deliverance, The Longest Yard, Smokey and the Bandit, and The Cannonball Run. He was also a TV star and won an Emmy for Evening Shade in 1991. He was the first non-comedian to host for Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show, and... from 1978 through 1982, he was the top grossing star in Hollywood. It was the longest stretch of anyone since Bing Crosby in the 40s. He dated the most dazzling beauties, including Farrah Fawcett, Faye Dunaway, tennis star Chris Evert. I thought she was a lesbian.
I don't know.
Guess not. Kim Basinger, Sally Fields, and he actually said that Sally Fields was the love of his life because, now this would be, I'd be so mad if I was Sally Fields. He said Sally Fields, out of all the beauties he ever dated, and by the way, he was actually married to, what's her name, Lonnie Anderson, and they had a baby. He said Sally Fields was the love of his life because she was so down to earth and she was beautiful inside.
Oh, so that means on the outside, not so much? Is that what he meant by that?
Well, I know. Like, she wasn't like the rest of them, blonde, big boob bombshells.
Right.
That she was.
So he liked that simple part.
Yeah.
Huh.
If I'm Sally, I'm like, hey, I'm hot.
Yeah.
Would you be saying
but he was
that?
The bandit.
Yes, he was. And this little song proves it.
Pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like a bandit run.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. An icon. I mean, just absolutely a superstar in his day. But I gotta tell you, late in his life, he was forgotten. I mean, people just... nobody even would call the guy up anymore. Basically, and he ran out of money. Remember all the reports that he was broke?
Yeah.
And living like on welfare or something?
He filed bankruptcy in 1996. He filed for bankruptcy, blaming bad business deals, such as owning a nightclub and a stock car racing team and restaurant chains.
Okay, so that was 20 years ago, 22 years ago. I don't think he had a lot of money at the end.
He turned down famous roles, such as Han Solo in Star Wars.
That was a good move.
He also, he turned out John McClane in Die Hard, which was made famous by Bruce Willis.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Bert.
Also, Terms of Endearment, which Jack Nicholson won an Oscar for his performance in the role.
Oh, that's three. Boy.
Yeah. He also declined to play the role of Richard Gere in Pretty Woman.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Oh, jeez.
I can't imagine him in any of those roles, though, now. Like, cause
I could see him doing the Richard Gere.
But they're so iconic with the people that played him that I can't imagine Burt Reynolds as Richard Gere's spot. That would be weird with his mustache.
I don't know.
Okay. Anyway. Let's see here. Speaking of that naked centerfold in Cosmopolitan in 1972, it was his first, like we said, and he regretted it. And it was so popular that the issue sold out and had to be reprinted.
Why wouldn't you like it? I guess it tubed his career, or that's what he's claiming. Yeah. But it appears to me that he made some choices. It didn't take some roles. It could have been really big. And that cover had nothing to do with it.
Here's what Sally Field had to say, the love of his life. There are times in your life that are so indelible, they never fade away. They stay alive even 40 years later.
Aww.
Yeah.
My years with Bert never leave my mind. He will be in my history and in my heart for as long as I live. Aw, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
She's never going to forget Burt Reynolds.
Even though he called her simple.
Burt Reynolds' second wife, Lottie Anderson, who was married, they were married from 88 to 94, she said this. My son, Quentin, and I are extremely touched by the tremendous outpouring of love and support from friends and family throughout the world. He was a big part of my life for 12 years and Quentin's loving dad for 20 years, 30 years. We'll miss him and his laugh. I don't feel like she likes him. This was more about, like, if you hear Sally Field's the way she speaks.
Yeah, but see, you're picking and choosing here. I mean, she meant every word of that.
It's not very loving.
Yeah, but see, I think you just have so much like and love Sally's comments.
Okay,
you're
not
judging Lonnie correctly.
Sean, will you judge this, please?
Yes, I will.
Okay. Here's Lonnie. Ready?
Okay, all right, let's listen.
My son Quentin and I were touched by the outpouring of love and support from friends and family throughout the world. He was a part of my life for a few years, and we'll miss him. Okay, so there's
okay. I got okay, that. Okay. That was from Lonnie.
That was Lonnie.
Lonnie. Very touching.
Here's Sally Fields.
Yeah.
There are times in your life that are so indelible. They never fade away.
Oh, my gosh.
They stay alive even 40 years later. My years with Bert never leave my mind.
I don't hear a difference.
He will be in my history and my heart for as long as I live. All right, which one?
I wonder why the Sally thing didn't work out.
Oh, because I think he was a player.
Yes.
Yeah, and she just couldn't put up with that.
Yeah. I think she's too smart for that crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was all.
He was quite a bit older than her, I think.
And oh, yeah, so, he was. You're
and
right.
She was really on a pretty good trajectory
of stardom. Stardom. You need to finish the trajectory of what?
Of her career. And he was.
Yeah, but he was way out there.
Hairy.
He was
and
much
then, you
bigger.
Know, there was a huge thought that he and Dolly Parton were always hooking up.
Yeah. Always,
always, wasn't it? Yeah, that they were always stupid.
I got a feeling they were.
Well, of course.
Oh. Dolly?
Yeah, I think Bert was sleeping with about anybody he wanted to.
I agree with you.
No, I'm serious. I mean, that was just the era that he was in, the late 70s. And being as big as he was a sex symbol. I mean, in those times, he was like the biggest sex symbol on the planet. He and David Cassidy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So I think he had his choice in Hollywood. That's
he
why Sally couldn't hang
all,
in there.
He man. He could stoop them all.
Yeah.
Somebody said that, no, Chris Everett was not a lesbian like I thought. She was married to the golfer from Australia, the shark. Was it Norman? What was his
Greg
name? Greg Norman. I didn't know that. Did you?
I do now.
Right,
Beth. Because it's been refreshed, but I do remember that, yeah.
Huh.
But I didn't know it until, you know, Textato reminded us.
And then the big game this Sunday.
Woohoo! go Broncos!
People are freaking out. I feel like it's in the air. It's perfect timing. You know why it's so like perfect timing? The weather is making it perfect.
Yeah.
It just feels a little fallish out there. Yeah. The Broncos are kicking up on Sunday. It just feels like perfect Bronco Colorado season.
Hopefully we win.
Well, yeah, hopefully we do.
Well, it's going to be hot, though, 90 degrees.
What?
Yeah. I thought it was supposed to go back, 88 degrees on Sunday.
Well, that's a bunch of crap.
Yeah, no, there's no fall in the air for Sunday.
Are you kidding me? I'm not going to drink pumpkin spice at the game?
No, you're not. Well, you can drink it all you want.
Did you see the new beer that they're doing? And do you think it's dumb? I think it's dumb.
What?
Okay, so you know when you get a latte or whatever, they can make faces in the latte sauce?
Yeah.
You've seen all those, right?
Yeah.
Well, now when you get a beer at the Bronco Stadium, there's a new machine that you take your frosty beer with the head on it, right?
Right.
And you put it under a machine and you can pick from whatever you want.
Yeah.
And it'll stamp it in the foam.
Yeah, I saw that.
No,
it looks pretty cool.
No, it doesn't. You know why? Because the foam isn't like a frothy foam like a cappuccino or something.
Yeah.
It fades away in 2 seconds. There's going to be this long line to get your stamp in there. Yeah. It has like Broncos numbers in it, of your favorite player, all this stuff. But did you see when even the lady was trying to do it on the news and you couldn't really make out what it was because half the foam was gone?
Yeah, it doesn't stick like the coffee does at all.
No.
But at the same time, I think you might do it once, but I don't think you'd ever go back through there again.
Sure.
And then if I'm with you, let's say you and I go up and you get one,
right.
I probably am not going to get one. I'm going to see yours and I'll never go back there.
I know.
Right? I'm going to get my regular beer.
It's kind of a, I don't know.
It's gimmicky.
It really
is. It's very gimmicky.
And it doesn't last.
No, they don't have that one down.
No.
The coffee one's cool.
The coffee is cool.
I mean, they literally in the coffee, and I'm sure everybody's seen these, but if you go online and look at them, they literally do portraits.
Yeah, they really are pieces of art. I mean, they're amazing. But they stay, and you can take a selfie with them and all that stuff. But that beer, man, you got to be quick.
Yeah, they got to figure that one out.
I know. Bad.
Yeah, thicken up the frothiness.
All right, there you go. Tablet track.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.